The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome back. Little story for you here this morning, true story. Once upon a time, I was a little boy, 5 years old, maybe four, and somebody gave my mother a gift, a big, beautiful bouquet of flowers, and she was so happy. She said, "Oh, those are my favorite flowers. They're so beautiful when they bloom. They'll be so beautiful when they open." You know, they were brand new flowers and the buds were still tightly closed. "So beautiful when they open," she said. And my little mind got to thinking, open, open. I can open them for you. I can open them right now. And so I opened the little flowers with my little fingers. And I learned very early a very important lesson. Very important lesson. God's will blossoms, but in his time, not in ours. And he needs us to learn patience. The theme of patience runs through all of our readings here today. It's in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. We hear the story of the magnificent sermon of St. Paul to the people of ancient Athens, his sermon at the Areopagus. And by every human standard, you know, it was such a magnificent sermon. It was logical, it was sincere, it was impassionately delivered, it was directed right to his audience. I mean, a truly great from first to last homily. But did it work? Not by any human standards of measurement, it didn't work. Half the people who heard him laughed at him. The other half got up and walked away. Only a few little straggling people ended up being convinced. And you know, Paul must have been so devastated by that. He probably thought he was a terrible failure. But was Paul a failure? No. No. Faith in Athens flourished. And Paul planted the seeds. It's just that the whole thing would blossom in God's time, not in Paul's time. And even St. Paul would need to learn how to be patient. Same thing right here in the gospel. Here's Jesus speaking to his apostles. "I have so much more to tell you, but you can't bear it now." And you can practically hear the apostles saying, "Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Tell us now. Tell us now." Was Jesus going to tell them right then, right there? No. No. The entire thing they would learn, but they'd learn it in God's time. They wouldn't learn it in their own time. Even the apostles would learn to be patient. Did you know that impatience is actually the sin of pride? Because effectively what you say is, "I want my way now. My timetable, not God's. I know better, and God, you do not." Did you know that the sin of impatience is actually a sin against faith? Because effectively what we say to God is, "I don't see anything happening, therefore you, God, must not be doing anything." It's one of the hardest lessons to learn. The spiritual life has absolutely nothing to do with human achievement. It's a very hard lesson to learn, especially for Americans, right? We're so can-do. It has nothing to do with human achievement. The whole of the spiritual life, now this is a big idea and it's very simple, but the whole of the spiritual life consists in doing God's will now. That's it. That's the definition of holiness. God's will and my will in perfect parallel right now. It has nothing to do with the results or when they happen. That's why Mother Teresa was so famous for saying, I'm not here to be successful. I'm here to be faithful. So a little tiny lesson for you here today. You know, just a little tiny lesson. Trust in God means trust in his timing. In God's will, not in mine. In God's time,
not in mine, something beautiful will bloom.